Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You might remember, dear listener, that months ago we told you we'd tell you a story. It begins with a blissful sleep. But then, what? Wait, what is that? Is that someone's sawing? Yes, and hammering, because this is total knee replacement surgery, or arthroplasty, usually because of severe arthritis or knee injury. I had it because I always do everything the former host of Here and Now does. Bruce Gellerman is now a reporter at WBUR. He had both his knees replaced and documented the entire process, and he joins us now to talk about that. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Robin.
And what we refer to as the bee's knees.
But, you know, I got them done separately, right?
Right. And we're going to explain that. But first, this, you tell us, this is one of the most popular surgeries right now.
Oh, it's soaring. It's amazing. I mean, they're almost doing 1 million a year now. It's one of the most common surgeries. And 3 million surgeries in about 10 or 15 years. This is going to be the surgery, if you know.
Right. Like tonsils.
Exactly.
You know, for the same age group. You know, a lot of boomers getting the knees replaced. So, Bruce, no offense, but you look like a cowboy or an upside-down wishbone. You were so bow-legged.
I was, and I've always been bow-legged, but I was getting really bow-legged, and my knees were really hurting. So I went to the doc, and he took x-rays, and lo and behold, I was bone on bone, is what
right.
they say.
Well, this is what I learned, that bow-legged or knock-kneed, the opposite, are both signs of losing cartilage in your knees.
Right, exactly. My mother used to say if I had dated a woman who was knock-kneed, we'd spell ox.
So, and just have more on what you found out, because, you know, people might ask, well, how do I know? I have pain in my knees. How do you know you need the replacement?
That's a great question. How do you know? Because there's no big sign saying you need total knee replacement. Right. So, you know, you endure it and you take aspirin and you endure it and you take ibuprofen and you endure it and you get your cortisone shots and you endure it until you can't endure it anymore. And for me, it came when I couldn't get on my bicycle anymore. Right. I couldn't ride.
I mean, you mentioned you have x-rays, you have MRIs when this happens. And you find out you're bone on bone, which means there's absolutely no cartilage
right,
in there.
Gone.
So that would make you a good candidate.
I was a great candidate. I mean, the doctor said to me, I'm amazed that you were able to walk into my office. Yeah.
Okay. So you walk in.
Hobbled.
There's like another cowboy joke there. You go through the surgery. First of all, were you afraid? This is losing a portion of your body.
Boy, you know, I never thought of it that way. I knew they were going to sew my legs in half, but I treated it like a story, and I researched the heck out of it, and I knew what to expect, or I thought I knew what to expect.
Right. We want to hear a little more of, you know, you post-op. But first of all, in your case, it was both knees. Right. So you had to – I mean, I remember when you had one done, and then you're kind of off kilter.
They don't like doing bilaterals. That's what it's called.
Because?
Because the complications are harder. You literally don't have a good leg to stand on afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So you had one leg done – and then the other.
Right, 6 weeks apart.
Let's listen to you as you come out after the second surgery.
Whoa. I'm in post-op. I don't remember very much after they knocked me out. But I can kind of wiggle my right toes. And I can lift up my left foot. Whoa. It's done. It's great. And I'm hungry. It's over.
But it's not.
You know, the pain endures. It's not like you're just done and you walk out of there.
Yeah, and it's the beginning of a long road of rehab. So tell us first, and people wonder about the pain. You have pain management.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, and talk about that, because I was very concerned, and I don't know if you were, about opioids.
Well, I was very concerned, and my goal in all of this was to be ready for the surgery, so I did what they call prehab, exercises before. Then I treated physical therapy as my religion.
It's full-time work all day, every day.
It is full-time work. Yeah. And I did three things religiously. I iced it, I iced it, and I iced it. I use ice mm-hmm. all the time. I got off the meds as soon as I possibly could. They mm-hmm. really, really drugged me out. I did not like the way they made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I treated physical therapy.
Like a job, yeah.
A full-time and a half job.
Your orthopedic surgeon is a quite well-known and acclaimed one. He's now at Mount Auburn Hospital mm-hmm. in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Robert Meagle. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to what he said after the surgery.
We could do the best knee replacement ever done. If the patient doesn't do their exercises, the results are terrible.
Terrible.
Boy, ain't that the truth. I mean, some people don't do well in the surgery. But they estimate between 5 and 30%. That's high. Don't do well in knee replacement because, you know, they go in, they're in a lot of pain, they haven't exercised in a long time. They may be overweight, they may have diabetes, they don't have a realistic level of expectation.
And the rehab is very difficult. You have to get yourself to the bathroom, you have to do all these things. There are people who are candidates for going into rehab facilities after surgery.
Some people do, and they come right out of the hospital and they go right into a rehab facility for a week or two. In my case, I didn't have to. I went home after 3 days in both cases, but I was flat on my back. And it's hard. You know, you're really humble.
Well, and people always say this about knee replacement. They're stunned because they think, oh, then you just recover. No, you have to make it bend and do the things you can't believe you're doing with it.
Yeah. I had visiting physical therapy, and you have to really look at it as a challenge.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned some people don't do well. You are out of pain now, right?
I have a little pain, I must say. You know, uh-huh. it's not total, but it's not the arthritic pain. I do steps, I can ride my bike, and I can do all those things. It's not that pain. I do have post-op pain. It feels a little tight around both mm-hmm. knees, but it's less and less. Just this week, I was able to get on my knees and not feel any pain.
Are you praying, Bruce Gellerman? Praying. But actually, how long have you been since surgery?
It'll be almost a year.
So it takes a while.
Yeah, sure does.
It takes a while. Well, Bruce, there are other options. I know someone who had some cartilage in a painful knee, and the hospital he went to, they actually did some stem cell growth of that cartilage.
Yeah, and it's very experimental, really. The results are not well known at this point, and you have to pay for it privately, and that's very expensive. So, you know, they may be able to replace the cartilage, but if you've got damage to your bone like I did, you still got to get the knees replaced.
Yeah. And what about personalized or custom knees?
So they'll make personal knees for you, the exact fit. They'll use a 3D imaging system and build your knee from scratch. Whether they work any better, we're not sure at this point.
You mean from scratch as opposed to the titanium ball that they just have already made that becomes your knee?
That's right. And those are stock made and they fit you out for them while you're in surgery. You don't know which one you're getting, but they're pretty good at it at this point. There's a bunch of companies that do them. But, you know, this operation, they're perfecting. It's turned into a commodity. You know, hospitals are competing with each other for patients because it's a very expensive operation and, you know, it's they can turn them out.
Here in the Boston area, there's one hospital that only does this kind of orthopedic work. There's just about every hospital has a top doctor. But how do you know if you live in other – how do you know you have a good doctor?
Oh, that is such a great question. And what I was told, ask some nurses. They're mm-hmm. the ones who see it day in and day out. Ask the doctor how often they've been doing this operation. How many did they do in the last year? That's a good indication. You want somebody who specializes in knees.
And we learned recently with a story here in Boston, you ask your doctor, he or she actually going to be the one doing it?
That's right. That's exactly true.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Just great. Although they caution, they say, well, you probably shouldn't go running again. Some people, you know, feel they want to take that risk, but...
You were running down the hall before.
I don't tell. But that's the point. You have to sort of gauge everything you do, how you want to go forward. Rest of your life, dental work, you got to have antibiotics.
Right.
You don't want to have bacteria.
Yeah. You got to tell your dentist and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, my knees are good, they say, for about 20 years. That's good for me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Robert. Okay.
Right.
Come on.
All right. I'm watching. He's standing up, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Straight.
Straight-legged Bruce. Something. Bruce Gellerman, senior correspondent for our mothership, WBUR, and founder of Here and Now. Bruce, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Of course, there are risks with total knee replacement of blood clots, infections. There are always complications from anesthesia and surgery. cysts creating stiffness behind the knees. You may need a manipulation if you can't get your knee to bend in physical therapy. Yes, I'm talking to you, Paul. I was told my knee would set off alarms at airport security. It does not. And for a very small fraction, it may not work. You may have pain. But I know a double knee replacement who's playing Masters tennis. Although it's advised you not run and risk wearing your new knee down. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, consult with your doctor, of course. It's Here and Now.